celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens' Good Day.
Good day to you. It's 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you to another hour of conversation about what's happening Wednesday, the 20th of March, the best stories of the day here on the Good Day program. Today is the first day of spring. I had it wrong, thanks to Ken Kessler, who's here with me in support. 7:02 Eastern Time, which has come and gone. It is now 7 after 7 Eastern Time, so spring has begun. And I'm looking outside at 8 inches of snow. Thank you very much to the people who are responsible for spring. Today is the first day, at least according to the calendar. I'm looking at, yeah, that was good, Michael. You got some more?
That was the wrong one.
Springtime in Alaska. It's 40 below.
Ah, that's about right. It's 30 degrees here on the farm, looking at the thermostat on the barn, and forecasters say we're going to have a little bit more snow today and tomorrow. Temperatures below normal for the rest of the week. 8 inches of snow here yesterday when I landed about 4 o'clock at the airport. It was pouring rain, and it was sleet and snow and all that good stuff, which, of course, everybody likes. But you know what? It'll be gone, and then we'll have sunshine and lollipops. And all those are good things. Our poll today at DougSteffen.com, with spring starting, what's your favorite thing about spring? It starts staying light later is one of the choices. The weather is getting better. Another choice, flowers are blooming, birds are singing. Baseball season is about to start. Or, I don't like spring. Ooh, that's not good. Warren Eckstein is going to spend a lot of time with us in this hour. If you're somebody who loves his or her dog and or cat, Warren is the expert on the radio. He's been on the radio for a long time. And because I thought it would be kind of fun, Richie's off today getting his physical. Jennifer had to go on another assignment. Roberta's on a cruise someplace in down who knows where in the Caribbean. So I thought we might spend some time getting to know Warren a little bit better. He's blogging today about this couple that wants to build a shelter for hospice pets. That is, pets that are toward the end of their lives. I think it'll be a wonderful, stimulating conversation, so stand by for that. Meanwhile, today, more and more people are talking about Mayor Bloomberg, and the now his issue of the week is that he wants to have stores hide cigarettes instead of displaying them so children will not see them. So I thought you'd find this interesting backgrounder, reporter Alex Wagner talking to Howard Fineman and Jory Reed and Jacob Weisberg and Harold Ford on a television program about this next crusade from the mayor of New York City.
Evidently undeterred from a recent setback on the big soda front, Mayor Bloomberg announced that he wants to pass a law forcing retailers to keep all cigarettes out of public view. The out of sight, out of mind strategy is an attempt to curb underage smoking. If passed, it would be the most restrictive sales law in the country. Bloomberg's prior efforts to curb smoking have been effective. Since he has been in office, smoking among adults has dropped by almost a third, falling from 21.5% in 2002 to 14.8% in 2011. Howard?
Yes.
Chimney that you are. No, I don't even know if you smoke. But where do you fall on this? Is this overreach or is this a great idea?
No, you can make fun of Bloomberg, but you know what? He's right. Cigarettes are a scourge on the health of the country. Paying for health care is a collective responsibility, whether the Republicans want to admit it or not. I think they should tax the heck out of even more than they already are. And some people think that Bloomberg actually didn't go far enough. I mean, all he's doing is saying, you know, keep them out of sight. It doesn't mean you can't get them.
Which is that in terms of bad foods, if you don't see them, you are less likely to buy them. Although I would think, like, if you're an underage smoker and, like, the thrill of getting something you're not supposed to have,
right.
Now that it's secret.
It's like porn.
Alcohol. And I think a lot of people argue that the United States sort of prudy policies or prudy attitudes towards sex and drugs and alcohol sort of almost fuels young people to want them more. But look, the reality is big sodas and cigarettes really are bad. And mama just wants what's best for you. So, you know, Mama Bloomberg just trying to help you. Give him a break.
The key thing you got to remember about Bloomberg is he's not a non-smoker. He's an ex-smoker.
That's right.
And
right.
The ex-smokers that really want to persecute the smoker. But that said, this has worked. I mean, New York has had it's been a tremendous benefit. benefit to public health. And the movement has really spread from here all over the world. And it's everything added up. Everything you do to add hassle and a little bit of persecution and a lot of cost to smokers reduces the smoking risk.
I also say, we're talking about false equivalencies here.
Yeah.
As between a soda, a sugary soda, and a pack of cigarettes, I think it's a big difference. I mean, the cigarettes are a more direct route to mayhem in your body and to cost to the country.
And government ultimately pays for a lot of the cost.
Maybe he gets the cigarette companies to come and negotiate on some other things. You know, I applaud him for all the things he's doing, but I don't smoke, so I don't smoke, not because they're hidden, because
Michael Bloomberg told you not to.
So it's interesting and very stimulating when you get right down to brass tacks. I have told this story 100 times on the air. If I've told it once, my mother died at the age of 50 because she smoked, and looking at her lungs, the doctor did a little autopsy, brought us out, showed us a piece of her lung, looked like a burnt sponge. That was enough. I wasn't interested in it anyway because I grew up around it and made me sick. But if you ever needed a deterrent, that certainly would be, as long as you understood what it really meant. And that was the idea behind the pictures on the packs of cigarettes. There are a lot of different things that maybe in this circumstance, because tobacco products are so addictive that you need something to hit you over the head. And you understand the true colors of this supposed government of the people, by the people, and for the people, when you understand how the stranglehold the tobacco companies have on politicians. It's like the NRA, same thing. The tobacco industry has such an interest and have such influence on members of Congress. Look at the money they give to get the various people in the various committees that are associated with legislation on tobacco products. Look at the money they give to them to get them reelected. It's so corrupt. It really is. And meanwhile, the town of Haverstraw, New York, population 11,000, which is up the Hudson River from New York, actually passed an ordinance a year ago doing exactly what Bloomberg wants to do in New York. They have prohibited the open display of tobacco products in the stores there. The artillery, though, that came from the tobacco industry, their lawyers and that sort of thing, they were attacked, and so they reversed their ordinance before it could take effect because they were going to spend a lot of money in court. Last year, 7 tobacco companies and the New York Association of Convenience Stores sued the village of Haverstraw to keep them from doing what was best, in my estimation, for the people that live in the town. That's what you're dealing with. That's why the corruption of money in politics and the threat with all these lawyers, they have so much money, and they put these things on the back burner when they ought to be on the front burner. This is a great idea. Bloomberg won't roll over as easily as did the people in Haverstraw because they didn't have the money to fight him. But I thought that was I thought that, frankly, was pretty telling. Well, some of New York City's people are not happy about this. The smokers are not happy. Here is some Twitter accounts. Somebody named Mastodon says, when I buy my smokes, I get to give a wink and a secret knock. I don't know what that means. Tom says, oi, next Nanny Mike will make liquor stores hide booze and McDonald's hide Big Macs so people don't buy on impulse. Katie says he should pour big gulps of Pepsi all over the cigarettes. Bradley says, I'm fine with Bloomberg's cigarette proposal, but please leave my music and headphones alone. Alyssa says, didn't the sugary drink fiasco teach him anything at all? Your comments on Twitter, at the Good Day Show, or Facebook, Facebook.com/Good Day. Kenny, do you have any more on Bloomberg? I'm looking at in our Facebook page. Janet says, does Bloomberg ever get any sleep? He must lie awake every night thinking of what he can do next to disrupt people's lives. Martha said, believe me, if you don't see it, you wouldn't think about it. You wouldn't want it either. Yes, it's intrusive in people's lives, but when your parents don't talk about what's good for you, other people ought to. Let's see here. Mary says, if the government stopped paying for people's bad habits, it wouldn't have to reach so far to restrict people's lives. Like, I don't understand that comment, Kenny. Do you understand that comment?
If the government stopped paying for people's bad habits,
right, I wouldn't have to reach so far.
to restrict people's lives. I don't know what that means, stop paying for people that. Whatever. Well, we know the government is in cahoots with the tobacco companies, and that's how it gets. I mean, in what universe, frankly, do you have people who actually credibly, working for the federal government, try to convince you that drinking raw milk is bad for you, but smoking's okay? What universe, where does that, how does that exist in the real world, that kind of thinking? But yet, it does. And so you have the these people. I mean, the idea that Bloomberg is a target of some people who are libertarians is, hey, okay, I'm a libertarian, but I don't like smoking. Frankly, one of the things that bugs me about all of this that doesn't get addressed is the amount of influence that passive smoking has on people. That's one of the things that really bugs the heck out of me, frankly. What is there about not understanding that passive smoke is very dangerous as well? Let me talk about something that's good for you. May I do that? Especially for men who are going through a time in their lives when things may not be as good as they ought to be with their bodies. Your well-being, there's a lot of interesting work. I've just seen this week, as a matter of fact. A lot of studies, and maybe all of a sudden we're all being sort of bombarded because the information about testosterone has become so blatantly clear how well men who have good testosterone fare in the world. It's not just about maybe active or passive recreation. It isn't just about that. It's about your overall body health. The structure of your body needs testosterone. So along comes this product, T-Gen, which is aimed at getting, as the name suggests, testosterone generator. It stimulates your own production. It's natural, doesn't add anything artificial to your body. That's why it's so good and so highly respected by the medical community. You can order T-Gen now to build up and boost your testosterone, which is good for your body, good for everything, exercising, performance, that sort of thing. 800-631-6443 for T-Gen. Tell them you're listening to Doug Stephan. They'll send you two bottles of Nitro Boost, which is nitric oxide, which opens up the capillaries, opens up your veins and arteries, and gets the material to your body faster and better. 800-631-6443. T-Gen with Nitro Boost. 800-631-6443.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend? Decaf?
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers classic roast coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Love your Pandora bracelet.
Oh, thanks. You went to Jared.
That's Jared.
Life has its moments. Make them unforgettable with Pandora charms, rings, and bracelets from Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Jared has an outstanding Pandora collection.
It can only be Jared.
Visit Jared March 21st to the 24th and receive a free Pandora class bracelet with your Pandora purchase of $100 or more. While supplies last.
Discover Card Cashback Concierge here.
Cashback Concierge? I have a concierge?
I know, it's exciting.
Wow, wait, what is a cashback concierge?
Oh, well, there's lots of ways you can get cashback from Discover. I'm here to help you get the most bang for your buck. It's personalized, we won't try and sell you anything, and it's free.
Free? I want that.
Yeah, you do. High five me through the phone.
Yeah. I did it. Did you actually do it?
Oh, I did. I totally did.
Good.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Cashback Concierge. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. beta-glucans, and an incredible immune system booster, our own four-herb tea capsules, and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Place in our hearts and our minds and our ears and our heads for a little music, emotion, or connections to stories or whatever. So my Pat Benatar story for today has to do with Pat Benatar being on the same airplane as I was on yesterday, coming from Los Angeles to Boston. She was sitting behind me with her husband, who I didn't recognize. Good-looking guy, got tattoos all over his arms. I did make note of that. But my dog, Charlotte, was with me on the plane. And she was sitting in my lap when we got onto the plane. I'm in one row and she's in the next row. So she looks at me and smiles and says hello. People are friendly. Hey, we're very friendly about the dog. Everybody's very curious. Whenever you bring a dog on a plane, especially a dog, frankly, most people, when you see Charlotte, you see more pictures of her on our website than probably anything else. So you know that she's cute and cuddly and adorable and loving, and she's just a very interesting character. She is, as I was talking to Meredith last night, walking through the airport at LAX, she's like on purpose. She's walking straight down the concourse, and people all around are looking at her, and they want to come over and touch her and pat her, and they want to talk to her. And it just very, she doesn't pay. She just walks straight ahead and knows, you got to think psychically, she knows the sort of commotion that she's creating. But it's a fun sort of a thing. It brings a lot of people around, and it's sweet. And people are very nice about her, and then they understand and recognize that, you know, it's moderately unusual to see a dog walking through an airport. Anyway, we always take note when you see that. So anyway, we walked on the plane, and Charlotte jumped right into the seat. And with that, I put my bags up, and I sat in the corner of the seat, and the lead flight attendant came back and wanted to know if we needed anything, and what was Charlotte all about, yada, yada. Well, Charlotte had stuck her nose through the seats because Pat Benatar had sort of reached out to pat her, and then they were talking, sort of, you know, talking, visiting back and forth during the course of the flight, especially the first hour or so, where Charlotte was sitting in my lap and sticking her nose through. It was kind of interesting. Again, I didn't know it was Pat Benatar, frankly. Somebody had to tell me that it was. That she's just a woman, as far as I was concerned, that was interested in talking to the dog, like the woman that was sitting next to me, a woman across the aisle on the other side. It's really very interesting. And we'll talk with Warren Eckstein about this in a few minutes. Women pay attention to this sort of thing. Men never do. Men never pay attention to dogs or anything like this that seems like kind of a fun romp in a different kind of reality. I wonder why that is. I pay much attention to the dogs and animals in general, but for the most part, men will never come. When they see Charlotte in public, never approach. The only exception to that I can remember recently was when we were at lunch, my son and I having lunch on Beverly Boulevard the other day, and it's an outdoor sort of a place, and he had his dog Frankie, and I brought Charlotte. And we were running across the street, and people stopped, and, you know, they look and they smile or toot or they want to take a picture or something. And when Frankie saw Charlotte coming, he jumped up, and his leash was underneath the chair, was on the rung of the chair, and she pulled Brendan so strongly that it knocked the chair over. And the people who were around outside all wanted to know what the commotion was. And then when Charlotte showed up, and the two dogs were just sort of playing with each other, there were some guys on both sides of us who came over and wanted to talk, and can we pet, and can we see the dogs, and that sort of thing. But I find that rare, and I don't know why that is. Maybe we'll ask Warren. Why is it so rare for men to express emotion or desire to want to show interest in a dog? You find that, I find it interesting and intriguing. So we'll explore that. Lots of other pet things coming up as Warren Eckstein joins us in the next half hour here on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Singer-songwriter Rose Falcon has just released 19th Avenue, the EP, Volume 2. An impressively fun new collection of songs Rose counts among her best. A longtime Nashville resident, Rose talked with us about what it's like to collaborate with other writers and why collaboration benefits her songwriting style.
At this point, I wouldn't say prefer. I really enjoy collaborating. Just because I'm the type of person that needs a schedule and needs discipline. And so if I stay at home and I'm like, I'm going to write a song by myself, I'll get distracted. I'll start cleaning, you know, or getting into something. But if I schedule an appointment with somebody, I'm going to show up and I'm going to be on and I'm going to be there. When I write songs, I like there to always be truth in what I'm writing. So ideally, I would be, you know, inspired, and it would just be something that hits me that I have to run to a piece of paper or to my phone and write down. But when you do write as much as I do and you collaborate, you know, you're not always inspired, but sometimes your co-writer is inspired. And I feel like the songwriting process is giving gifts to each other back and forth. And sometimes you have to accept that gift and be like, all right, I'm not the one that has the great idea today, but I'm going to go ahead and accept that. And sometimes you're the one that comes in with the great idea. And you don't want to walk away saying, well, I wrote all that and it was my idea. No, because if that person wasn't in the room, you would have never written that song that you ended up coming up with.
That was Rose Falcon speaking about her latest release, 19th Avenue, the EP, Volume 2. For more info, please visit rosefalcon.com.
Visit us on the web at insightdailyradio.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Now 33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us in a few minutes, pet expert Warren Eckstein. We'll find out whether kissing your pet is a good idea. And if you're looking for treatment or wellness for your dog as he or she gets older, Warren is writing on that as well, and we'll discuss that in a few minutes. Maybe you haven't heard this yet. Remember that meteor that exploded over Russia during, mid-February? If you think about what that all said about what our realities are, we are really not prepared at all. I'm saying maybe here in America, but the rest of the world, when it comes to potential threats from space, we aren't even close to being prepared. That blast injured 1,200 people and did $33 million in property damage, and everybody in the world was talking about it, right? The next day, you looked at the pictures, you thought, wow. So there is a one of the Space and Technology Committees in the House of Representatives held a hearing yesterday to examine whether we as a country are capable of tracking the asteroids and doing something about it if we find one that comes close to Earth and may threaten us. Because apparently this asteroid was in essence unforeseen. So it didn't, you know, it hit the, once it entered the atmosphere, it was, wow, look at this thing coming. And it was the size of a big truck or a bus or something like that. And you saw the holes. They are hard to spot, these small ones, for sure. But yet they're very, if something like that hit New York City, you know what kind of damage, or Los Angeles or Chicago or your town, wherever you are. It doesn't make any difference where you are. A major asteroid hitting the Earth. Woof. And it's not if it's a reality, it's when. You know our history, the dinosaur era, paleontologic, is that the way you pronounce it, era, went away because an asteroid hit the Earth and destroyed, it created such a mess that it killed the air, and therefore everything living died, and the dinosaurs went with it 65 million years ago. So I think it's just interesting that now at least somebody's taking a look at this, but who does the work, and how does a
potential catastrophe like this get eliminated. You remember the movies that were around 10, 15 years ago? Two of them came out in the springtime of one year about going to an asteroid and blowing it up and, you know, sending things into outer space to keep the world from being knocked off its axis or whatever. So apparently this year NASA is going to spend $970 million trying to figure out how to not have a problem like that. I thought that was something of note or worth our paying attention to. And so as you think about that, think about your relationship to your dog and your cat. Your pets are in focus next with Warren Eckstein here on Good Day.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get automatic help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost and no obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage maps, details, and system limitations.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T. Rethink possible.
A new campaign by the American College of Gastroenterology asks which cancer can be prevented with screening, breast, prostate, or colon. The answer may surprise you. Dr. Ronald Bender, president of the American College of Gastroenterology, explains.
The answer is colon cancer, the number two cause of cancer death in this country, which affects men and women. For other cancers, the goal is to detect them early while still in a curable stage. But we can do better than that for colon cancer. Here's how. Before a cancer develops, there is a premalignant stage called polyps. If we find and remove polyps, colon cancer never has a chance to form. And that's why colonoscopy is such a powerful preventive strategy, and why the ACG recommends colonoscopy as the preferred colorectal cancer prevention test. Start screening at age 50. African Americans should begin at age 45. Speak with your doctor. Nobody should die of colon cancer.
To learn more, visit GI.org. That's GI.org.
It's 21 for the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. One of my favorite on-air professional friends, and friends off the air as well, is Warren Eckstein, who has a wonderful program that's been on for decades doing a show called The Pet Show on the weekend, which has obvious impact and obvious ramifications. Warren is one of the most sensitive, loving, and friendly voices and faces, and has been on television for years, helping people understand dog psychology, et cetera, et cetera. So to start our conversation, I call, your attention to the video of the day that we have today at DougSteffen.com, based on Paul Harvey's God Made a Farmer. Will you listen to me, with me? This is not my voice, but we posted it as our video of the day at DougSteffen.com, based on the God Made a Farmer. Here's the audio from God Made a Dog.
And on the ninth day, God looked down on his wide-eyed children and said, they need a companion. So God made a dog. God said, I need somebody willing to wake up, give kisses, pee on a tree, sleep all day, wake up again, give more kisses, then stay up until midnight, basking in the glow of a television set. So God made a dog. God said, I need somebody willing to sit, then stay, then roll over. Then with no ego or complaint, dress in hats they don't need and costumes they don't understand. I need somebody who can break wind without a first care or a second thought, who can chase tails, sniff crotches, fetch sticks, and lift spirits with a lick. Somebody who, no matter what you didn't do or couldn't take or didn't win or couldn't make, will love you without judgment just the same. So God made a dog. Said, I need somebody strong enough to pull sleds and find bombs, yet gentle enough to love babies and lead the blind. Somebody who will spend all day on a couch with a resting head and supportive eyes to lift the spirits of a broken heart. So God made a dog. It had to be somebody who'd remain patient and loyal, even through loneliness. Somebody to care, cuddle, snuggle and nuzzle, and cheer and charm, and snore and slobber, and eat the trash and chase the squirrels.
Somebody who would bring a family together with the selflessness of an open heart. Somebody who would bark and then pant and then reply with rapid wag of tail when their best friend says, "Let's go for a ride in the car." So God made a dog.
Isn't that great?
It's fabulous, and it's so true. I mean, the relationship and everything they said, the bringing the family together with that unconditional love, Doug.
Yep.
Absolutely amazing story.
Yeah, it really is. It's great stuff. And so as we think about the things that are closest to us, the things that make the most sense or the most difference, I know there's another video that I saw the other day, and I don't know, I can't remember whether we posted it or not. If we haven't, we probably will. A dog eating, these things are all over the place. I have my dear friends that send me these things because they know how much I love Charlotte and love dogs in general. I've had some great dogs over my life. And this particular video focuses on a dog getting into some treats and whose teeth marks. The guy has two dogs. Have you seen that? And he finds the guilty one. I think it was Detroit was the name of the dog, or Daytona, something like that. It was just hard. It's just fun. And it makes such a statement to all of us.
Dogs are like kids, Doug. I see that with my two. You know, I have a Chihuahua, a Terrier mix that I took off the streets of South Central, and a Shepherd that I took off the streets of South Central. The Shepherd's a great dog. I love Shepherds. I trained them overseas. Fabulous. But the little Chihuahua is brilliant. I've seen him blame the big dog and get away with it so many times. So many times. It wasn't me on the couch. Even though they're both allowed on the couch, it wasn't me that knocked the
wasn't me.
Off.
I didn't do it.
And it's amazing because the Shepherd, who's a female, just accepts the fact. Because she knows that I'm not going to correct her anyway. See, my dogs are well-behaved, but they're part of my family. People sometimes think I'm eccentric. Imagine that, Doug.
You are. That's serious.
If my dogs don't like what's on TV, chances are I'm going to change the channel. It's just that simple.
Warren Eckstein is here with us. You've written about a couple that is trying to build a hospice center for pets. The hospice idea, most everybody understands. I think everybody understands what hospice is, right? At this point in time, do you need me to explain what hospice is? Should I do that or not? Everybody understand? I think that the hospice, the idea of hospice and it being the sort of last stop on the rung of treatment for people who decide they don't want to go to the hospital and they don't want to have any more care. This is just a way of helping them from one existence, that is this life, to the next life. So these people want to do the same thing for pets. Is that the idea?
It's been on the forefront of my mind for years. You know, I'm on the board of directors, actually emeritus right now, for one of the first no-kill shelters in the United States. They have offices and locations in New York City and Long Island called the Bidaway Home. Bidaway had the first really retirement home for dogs, which is kind of similar to a hospice. In other words, people would put up so much money, and when they passed on, they knew their dog would be taken care of for the end. The hospice is a little bit different. The hospice is for dogs that were diagnosed perhaps with terminal cancer or some other type of disease. They don't have a really long time to live. And what hospice does, and there's a lot of hospices where I live for humans, but what hospice does for dogs, it gives them the quality of life that they deserve as they're getting ready to move on to that rainbow bridge. So I've been a big fan of it for years. There are some smaller ones around the country, but I think it's something we're going to see really grow. I think people are, you know, our pets are part of the family. Hey, look, Doug, years ago, every dog in America was Duke, Duchess, and Queenie. Now it's Sam, Saul, and Harry. Sounds like a poker game on a Friday night. They're part of the family, and that's what it's all about. And I think the hospice is a great idea. Plus the fact that now hospices for humans are allowing the pets to come into the hospice to keep the patients calmer and make them feel better about themselves as well. Great idea all around.
Warren Eckstein's website, by the way, is PetShow.com. He also has a wonderful line, a terrific line of vitamins and minerals for your cat and for your dog called Hugs and Kisses. And if you go to that website, hugsandkisses.com, or you can follow it at the petshow.com, you'll find a way to keep your pets as healthy and happy as you possibly can, because they need the same as we do. They don't get the food. That's something that people don't really understand. We ought to talk about that for a minute. The way to understand what the best food is for your pet, because it's different as it is for humans. I mean, you see all these bags, okay, feed your dog this. Why do you think the pets are any different than human beings? Everybody needs to have different minerals and vitamins because their bodies are different. They have different requirements, right?
Well, why do you think that the second largest aisle at every supermarket is pet food? The first largest
after the
aisle.
Drink.
Well,
section.
No, actually, the first largest aisle is cereal.
Oh, okay.
But if you think about it and you look at the manufacturers of the cereal, very often they're the same manufacturers of the Wheat Chex and Rice Chex.
That's right, Purina, yeah.
So what they do is they keep coming out with different names, this name, that name, just to get more shelf space. But the bottom line is it's driving me crazy. I don't know. In the last 3 or 4 months, I have posted more pet food recalls than in my entire career. Something dastardly.
Well, here's what it is. My vet told me, our vet, you and I have the same vet, Bill Carlson. In Los Angeles, he said to me the other day, think about it this way. There's only X amount of grain, there's X amount of feed, there's X amount of food available, and because there are more people, there's more of a demand, pet food is becoming more expensive, and the quality of the ingredients in pet food has diminished significantly in the last 4 or 5 years because of the basically the commodities markets. It's so expensive to buy the stuff, they're throwing more junk and filler and ground up bones and stuff into what they want you to feed your pet.
And that's so true. And the bottom line is that, you know, most of the dog foods on the market are nutritionally balanced, so they say. And if you look at a dog food bag, it should also have AFCO on it, which is kind of AFFCO.
AFCO, AFCO?
Yeah, AFFCO. It's kind of like the equivalent of the FDA for people. Right. And the bottom line is people assume that if they spend $25 or $30 on a bag of dog food that everything's fine, but they don't realize they're scooping up $15 of that $20 out in the backyard. Yeah. So the importance of supplementation for us, for example, I take probiotics, okay?
Yeah,
and because it helps with digestion.
Yeah.
So the bottom line is giving the dog or the cat a good supplement is going to help with digestion, but more importantly, Doug, it's going to help with the absorption of the food, and that's real important.
So what you want is the minerals, the things that will help your dog stay healthy.
Exactly, and you got to be real careful. For example, I don't want to brag, but my own product, every single ingredient in that product is from the United States. And what I would recommend that people do, if you're second-guessing your pet food, get on the phone. They all have customer service lines. Ask them about the ingredients. Ask them about their sourcing. You would do it for your child. You should do it for your pet as well. I think it's real important that people understand. For example, I got in trouble for saying this on my show. I got a letter from the Chinese government, but I will not give my dogs any toys. I will not give them any food.
Made from China.
Nothing made. Yeah. If it says made in China, it goes right in the trash.
Right. Well, that should be what we all do under any circumstances for anything and everything in our lives that we are connected to.
And nutrition is directly related to behavior. You know, as a behaviorist, I deal with behavior all the time. If a dog or a cat, for example, is not getting the right nutrition, just like a child, their behavior, they might be hyperactive or underactive. There's a lot of things to take into consideration. That's why, as a behaviorist, the most important thing you can do is watch your dog or cat when everything is good. This way you'll know if something goes bad.
Our next time is with us here on Good Day.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's tutoring my students after school.
It's staying late at the office.
And it's grading papers on weekends.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get deductions and credits specific to you, from school supplies to continuing education credits, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend? Decaf?
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers classic roast coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if your service is active. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost, contract, or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost, stranded, or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage maps, details, and system limitations.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
After the hour now, as we continue, if you're just joining us, Warren Eckstein, who is your animal's best friend in oh so very many ways. Also, he is the promoter and producer of a great line, not a good line, but a great line of pet supplements called Hugs and Kisses, which you ought to explore and get. I feed them to Charlotte every day. The essence of kissing and whether or not you get the cooties from your dog and or your cat or whoever it is you have a lizard around, you want to kiss the lizard, is that a good idea or not? We'll find out from Warren in a moment here on Good Day.
The sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too. Like Scott paper towel six-packs for $4.99.
Dad, you ready for lunch?
Sure, just gotta put on my lunch pants.
Lunch pants?
Yeah, to wipe my hands on. This office is always out of paper towels.
We got more from Staples, so keep your business pants on, please.
Your loss. For a limited time, get Scott Mega Roll paper towel six-packs for $4.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last.
Doug's Good Day program, 55 past the hour. Warren Eckstein is here. Is it a good idea to kiss your pet? I kiss Warren all the time. I kiss Charlotte all the time. Kiss Meredith all the time. Not necessarily with the same excitement, but anyway, so seriously, what's the deal with, we all, you know, the dog smells the poop, the dog smells the pee, the dog sticks his nose into this, that, or the other thing. It doesn't faze me. I kiss Charlotte all the time, but I don't know whether I'm being foolhardy or not.
Maybe it goes back to some of the dates I had when I was younger, Doug. But I've kissed an awful lot of dogs in my life. Yeah. I got it. No, the bottom line is that I believe that it's actually safer, contrary to some other people, to kiss a dog than it is to kiss a human. Here's the reasoning behind it. If you look at a dog's teeth, yes, dogs get cavities, dogs have teeth problems and gum problems, but not as bad as people do. And the reason for that is dogs' teeth are generally further apart. Therefore, the bacteria doesn't build up as
much. Food doesn't get stuck between them.
Exactly. Ah. The worst bites I've ever taken in my life were from, like, primates. And the reason for that is because their teeth are very similar to ours and they're close together. So the bottom line is I think it's perfectly safe to kiss a dog unless you have some immune disease or something like that. And if you don't want to kiss them on the lips, that's up to you. You can kiss them on the forehead. But you know what? If you think about it, I've yet to see one dog give another dog a biscuit when they do something right. So the bottom line is simply this. When my dogs do something right, they rub against each other. They kind of lick each other. They kind of snuggle with each other. So that's how I've been using my training and behavior with over 40,000 dogs for a lot of years, Doug. Mm-hmm. Kissing and hugging is the way to go. So I'm a firm believer kissing a dog, kissing a horse, kissing whatever is a good idea.
You've had contact with 40,000.
Over 40,000, yeah.
How long have you been doing the pension? How long have you been doing this?
Well, I've been doing it professionally 30 years, but years ago I was the head instructor for the YMCA, so it would be nothing for me on a Thursday night to work with 300-400 dogs in one day.
Right.
Yeah, so yeah, over 40,000, yeah. And that's, I started when I was 11.
I don't know if you heard me tell a story earlier today, and not necessarily be a name dropper because I didn't recognize her myself. Pat Benatar sat behind me on the plane coming back to East Coast yesterday, and Charlotte was with me. She was sitting in my lap, and she stuck her nose between the seats to see, because Pat Benatar had patted her, and her husband, I think, did too. And so I was thinking about how animals and people on planes get the... At first, the woman at the desk went bananas when I walked up on it. In my record at American was the fact that I was taking a dog on the plane with me. And so, but the woman said, oh, this is not... She went around. She finally went down. The pilot, when he was going on to the plane, looked at the dog. Oh, what a cute dog. And the flight attendants, what a wonderful dog. And so this woman at the desk is trying to make this big deal out of it. And finally, the captain and the stewardess, the head attendant says, what are you doing? Bring the dog on the plane. And she sat in my lap and went to sleep. And you know, she's very good. She's not fazed at all by it. What do you recommend to people who do bring their dogs onto planes as to how to take care of those who don't understand that it's going to be okay that they're on the plane with them?
If, in fact, you can take your dog on board with you, that's great. I'm not a fan. I've driven cross-country 6 or 7 times in the last couple of years because I refuse to fly my dogs
right.
in baggage.
Underneath, just, yeah, exactly. That's what I was doing, too.
Just won't do it.
Right.
What you want to do is, and something I recommend, in fact, I got a call on my show last week. Someone was going to fly for the first time with their dog, and they wanted some tips. First of all, I told them to take the dog to the airport the week before every day for a few minutes so he gets used to the sound of the planes, gets used to the smell of the jet fuel.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then what I would recommend is you take the dog, make sure he fits under the seat, put a blanket in there, and freeze some water in a bowl so it kind of melts gradually. So
what a great idea.
Has something to lick on.
All right, lots of good information. Check out.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.